This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Deputy Governor, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tandu.
Well, Deputy Governor, this actually has been long a time coming. It's an important milestone for us as South Africans. But let's just track, how we came to the point of needing deposit insurance as a country, as a system, and now where we are with that.
So what happened is that after the great financial crisis in 2008-2007, many countries came to the realization that we have to build resilience in our financial sector. Now, this meant that we have to ensure that we regulate banks properly. We have to make sure that they have proper amounts of capital and liquidity, so there's no banking crisis. So the need to introduce a deposit insurance was really part of an attempt to kind of build resilience in the financial sector, although, you know, many countries have done this well before the financial crisis. So that's the history of it. We started reforming our financial sector. We have now in the Saab what is called the Prudential Authority. We have the authority that looks at the conduct of banks. So we have a system where we look at regulation in totality. So that's really where the need for a deposit insurance comes from.
I'm keen now to then speak about the launch of CODI. I think if that's the right way to pronounce it, Deputy Governor, the Corporation for Deposit Insurance. It's been launched now. What does that mean for South Africans and for our financial system?
So what it means now is that for the first time, people who have deposits in banks are essentially insured for their deposits. Now, which means that tomorrow, if there's a bank run, you are sure to kind of be comfortable that if you have at least a maximum of 100,000 rand in a bank or less, you are covered by deposit insurance. Now, typically what happened previously is that when the bank collapses, you have to stand in the queue to kind of wait and see whether the Saab, who acts as the curator, to see whether there's sufficient funds in the banking sector so that you could get your deposit back. Now, with this new insurance scheme, you know you have a 100,000 rand in a particular bank A, and that bank collapses, you will know that your money is safe. And I think that, you know, that plays two roles. The first role it plays is that it makes the financial sector safe, but it has a very important social role, and that is, you know, the poor and vulnerable who have small deposits in small banks are now protected so that their deposits are very much intact because of the existence of the deposit insurance company.
Really is an important milestone for us, Deputy Governor. I want to speak also about the banks here that do qualify to deposit a paycheck. Is it all banks? Is it some banks? Is it also the fintechs and everybody else who loans money out or who may be deposit taking? Who exactly qualifies to then be able to help a consumer, an ordinary South African, benefit from deposit insurance?
Well, at the moment, it's really every bank, every registered bank who has a banking license is covered for deposit insurance. So in our world, in our regulatory universe, it is banks who takes people's deposits, and they are the ones those are where your deposits are covered. You know, when you talk of the fintech industry, those are much more complex, and they're not direct deposits in the way we understand bank deposits. But, you know, to respond to your question, it's really bank deposits. Every bank that is a registered bank is covered under the deposit insurance scheme.
Is there anything that I need to do as a consumer to ensure that if I have deposited money into a bank, I can then qualify for deposit insurance should things go south?
Yeah, well, you know, every depositor will automatically qualify. Now, you know, if you've got more than, if you've got 120,000, your 100,000 is protected. Your 20,000 will eventually be paid out once we kind of a resolution process in put in place. But no one has to worry you. Whatever deposit you have is covered. I think that the task of CODI, the Corporation for Deposit Insurance, is we are spending enormous effort and time in educating the public, educating consumers about what this means. So there's a massive education campaign. But you know, a consumer doesn't have to do anything to say, oh, let me now make sure I put a deposit on my an insurance on my deposit. It is automatic.
That is, I think, a very groundbreaking there, Deputy Commissioner. Let's also, Governor, let's also talk about qualifying products. If I have my money in a current account or in a tax-free savings, does it matter where, what kind of product I've deposited my money in?
Well, it's mostly it's any of your deposits that are sitting in a bank. You know, the difference is there's a big difference between a deposit sitting in the bank, whether it's a current account, a check account, or so on, versus say putting money into an asset management part that's a subsidiary of a bank and something where you're investing in a mixed portfolio and so on. So, but for all intents and purposes, it is all covered by the bank.
Brilliant, Deputy Governor. Thank you for talking to us about this. And now that I have you on the line, we know that we've had our monetary policy review, Deputy Governor. It does feel amiss not to ask about that. I'm also just keen to get some of what you may believe are the salient features from that review, important for our listeners and our South African consumers to know and understand.
Yeah, you sneaked in something, but I'm very happy to say something about it. Well, look, The important thing is that we are saying to the public that the SARB is committed to ensuring that we get inflation closer to the target at 4.5%. That challenge is slightly harder than what we thought it may be. We saw inflation come down and then inflation picked up again. So certainly, and one of the reasons why the challenge of getting inflation to target, and that is not only relevant to South Africa, but to many other parts of the world, is that there are still many risks. Like, for example, when the exchange rate depreciates, we find that import prices affect inflation. We're still waiting for food prices to come up. Recently, medical aid was revised upwards. So we are getting to our inflation target, but the challenge is a bit more difficult than we anticipated. The big problem in the economy is obviously our growth. Our growth for last year was only at 0.6%. For a country with the unemployment rate that we have, it is certainly not acceptable to be growing at 0.8%. We know that there are some obvious constraints to economic growth. These include electricity, which seem to be easing more recently, but logistics and few other issues. So once we can solve that, we see much better prospects for economic growth. Obviously, there's a lot of geopolitics that make us worried. Will the oil price shoot up again or not? We saw an immediate increase in oil price. It's normalized again. So those are the kind of issues we conveyed in our multi-policy review.
Brilliant. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you this evening, Deputy Governor. Very enlightening. Lots of information for us, but very valuable. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.